Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. On this show, we'll discuss the game coming up soon. We will do the lineup talk, all the latest injury talk we'll talk about a little bit, and then we're going to, you know, say what we're looking out for, what we're watching for, the pitching path to victory, the homer draft. We will decide if we're taking the over or the under and give you our premonition. Jake, how you doing? Oh, cancel the fucking show!
I feel like dog shit. Everyone's hurt. We're in Kansas City.
My boy Jake.
I don't know. The lineup's a mess. Our IL team is officially a lot better than our real team. They just, like, laid on... I think I've told this story on Talking Yanks before, but one time I went to Maryland, partied with some friends, and I lost my car keys, I lost my wallet, and I injured my leg.
Oh, BBD, he ran right into a parking...
trash can.
Flipped over, and while I was upside down, everything fell out.
Oh, right. I tried jumping in a trash can, clipped my foot on the way by, boom. Woke up... at like 3 a.m., couldn't barely walk. So I get back home and I tell my mom. I'm like, Mom, I lost my car keys. She was in bed. She's like, I don't really care. That stuff happens. I say, I lost my wallet. She still doesn't really flinch. If you're going to lose those two things, you might as well do it at once.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her I couldn't walk and she got out of bed. And she's like, all right. So we've got a situation.
Yeah.
Yanks. Gleyber Torres out 10 to 20 days. Normal diagnosis that you've never heard before. Gio Urshela, supposed to start Wednesday. Didn't travel with the team. Hurt his hamstring running. Ah, okay. Is there other bug stuff? I thought there was a third.
Well, the quote about Seve is just so stupid.
Yeah.
DJ, he's going to make one more start, and then we're going to make a decision. What are you talking about? That's what you did. That's what you do every time.
Right.
Like, a player plays, and then you make a decision.
It's kind of life.
All right? It's not news. I don't know. It's not really a gripe, but it's just like, what do you mean? Just say he's going to join the team then.
Just giving a stupid quote at a time when you just give a bunch of bad updates.
It's annoying. If I felt better, I wouldn't
be like this.
The Gleyber
news is bad.
Gleyber news ain't great.
10 to 20 games in Yankees talk means he's out a month.
And he was, like, kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah. So all the injury news is bad.
So I don't like any of that. I guess me being sick is the third thing.
Okay.
Like, I got the Gleyber news, the Gio news, and I'm sick, and I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
And that's fair. That's fucking fair.
Are you... What about the news... What about the news that DJ was finally starting to hit again, and now they drop him?
Was he starting to hit?
I mean, his last six games, he's got 824 OPS with a 380 on base percentage and a 333 batting average.
I thought he had a bad series. I don't know. I don't even really care about that because, like, I somewhat advocated for that semi-recently. Like, let's see. I mean, I didn't think it would be the guard dog. I'm a man. That's not really true. I'm 75% of a man. That's a good bar fight line.
He's not good. He's fabulous.
I'll taste other dudes.
All right, so let's just do the lineup. Quit distracting us all the time, Jake.
Guys.
Fucking distractions.
Do it in your Dusty Baker voice. People have been asking.
I can only do the Dusty Baker voice for that one line that I heard Dusty Baker say one time. Yeah. And then other than that, I don't know it. The lineup today is Brett Gardner's leading off, playing center field. Stanton is batting. What? I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Stanton was batting second. Stan's batting second.
He's not wearing pants.
Judge is batting third.
Wearing pants.
What are they facing? Hernandez for the Royals. Who's he? What is he, a righty or a lefty? He's a righty?
I mean, for what?
Pitching.
Pitching, I think he's righty.
Well, why do you move Gardner to lead off for balance, but then you still go Stan Judge back-to-back?
No.
Why not go Judge 2, Gallo 3, Stanton 4?
Too much balance. You don't want to over.
No, because this is for balance.
Too much balance, and then you're comfortable.
It's like a Yankees 5.
Quote. It's like a Yankees quote, they'd say.
LeMahieu 5, Voit 6, Velasquez, kid from the Bronx, making his MLB debut. 7-hole. Why do that? Is he a lefty?
He's a switch hitter.
And then Wade, 8. Hey, I genuinely don't understand this lineup. I a lot of times you can...
It's not his MLB debut for what it's worth.
Oh, it's not?
Mm-mm. No.
He played for the Orioles, I believe.
Rays, Cleveland, and Baltimore. 40 games for Baltimore last year.
Was he in spring training and was like the fun Bronx kid story?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I thought he was a rookie. Yeah. I don't get this lineup. There's a lot that I don't get. And usually if I disagree with a lineup, I can still kind of figure out their thinking.
Right.
But a lot of this I straight up don't get. This feels like an odd time to do so much. So Gardner, I get what they're thinking here. He's a lefty. Gardner has been seeing a ton of pitches lately. The most... pitches per plate appearance in the 2021 season is 4.3 average, okay? In August, so the last, like, 8 games, Gardner is averaging 4.9 pitches per plate appearances in August. So, like, I get that, kind of. They're like, hey, Gardy's giving us good at-bats. Let's put him at the top of the order and grind out pitches while he's hot.
You know, I like what I've been seeing from Gardy so far. He's seeing a lot of pitches. He's having good at-bats. And, you know, take it off DJ for a little bit. Slide him down the lineup. And
4.85 pitches per plate appearance for Gardner in August. So they throw him up there. And then balance and DJ's in the 5-hole with runners on. I don't understand why you do so much balance move and then you keep the two righties that can be pitched. Like, we've learned this lesson a good amount. They can be pitched exactly the same.
Right.
Keep them 2-3. I don't get that.
They're the two guys you would balance out.
Yes. The reason really we needed lefties was to separate Judge and Stanton. Right?
Yeah. And I guess to a lesser extent, Voit. But Judge and Stanton for this year specifically.
Yeah. So, I don't know. This is a really odd lineup to me.
No Rugi? He's kind of important right now.
Well, they didn't want to play him at third, I guess.
I don't know.
And it was out of necessity he was playing third before, and now Glaber's out. So it feels like, why stop now?
Well, they didn't need to play Velasquez. They could have played.
They could have done it anyway.
Wade at short and Rugi at third.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is a bizarre one, right?
A little bit. Just all of it feels a little...
For sure the biggest head-scratcher lineup in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was one of my final words on the podcast. Like, a bunch of guys have been hurt, but we've still been getting...
Good lineups.
Deep lineups. Looks like Merrifield, Lopez, Perez, Santander, Benintendi. Can't read that one. O'Hearn... Taylor and Baloof Gallagher with Hernandez on the mound.
Rivera.
And
Velasquez has been hitting well. 308 batting average, 392 on base percentage, 953 OPS in his last 36 games.
Jim, he's my what to watch for. He's from Bronx. He's new. He's like, I'll root for him.
Talk about it.
Kaster will be all jacked up. Oh, it's not Kaster. It's Ruco and Coney. Oh, Joan Cone. Oh,
don't
I
talk
used
bad
to
about
play
Joan
in
Cone.
My backyard.
What if someone clips this? They don't understand the context that you're sick and playing hurt, and then Cone takes offense.
I talked to him. We're friends.
Boone estimated 10 to 20 days for his return for Glaber, but he is having a specialist come, and they believe they got good news. They thought Glaber was out for the season. To hear Boone say he was concerned and now to say out for a month, basically a month of days, is good news. Is they were
saying he's out till September, and they're happy about it. They must have thought his wrist got too. Or
straight up bug stuff, man. What are they doing?
Yeah, there's 55 days left in the season, so being out 20 of them is, you know,
substantial.
That's 36% of the remainder of the season. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. All right, so you're what to watch versus Velasquez.
Yeah, man, he's from the Bronx. He's playing the big. He's been swinging good bat in the minors. I just hope he puts it together.
All right, cool. And my what to watch for is who's the bench today? That's a good question. Brantley, Odor.
Davis.
And Davis.
Squad.
So my what to watch for is the Ruggie pinch hit. That seems so obvious. That's going to be electric.
Electrifying.
They might pinch hit Ruggie, and Ruggie might wait until the last second. He might tap Velasquez, like, on the shoulder. Who's this?
It's Benny and Kenny. Benny's got a Bumble picture of them together, and he's got an arrow on himself to make sure it's not Ken.
Why would he use this picture? That's
it's this, barely this, a picture of him.
Two of our buddies, and one of his...
that he drew an arrow on it.
But he's not so even in the picture.
So people wouldn't think it was
well, the one who it's clearly... The other friend is clearly the center of the picture.
Why would you just not find a picture that's of you?
Bro.
Now you can do a picture of you with your friend, for sure, and then that's a funny move. That picture's not of you.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So I'm feeling better.
Yeah, so the Ruggie pinch it. He might go up to Velasquez and like tap him out while he's in the box. It's my turn.
Hey, kid.
Like, tapping out, like, you know, the husband. Like, I'm going to dance with my daughter at this wedding now. You're tapped out.
Ooh, unasked pinch hit.
Yeah, he's just going to walk up and do it.
He decided.
Georgia. Georgia.
Why'd they do the lineup like this?
I don't know. What's your pitching path to victory today, Jim?
Actually, that's good news.
That's
right?
The good news here.
Tyone's pitching. He's been great.
Bang.
Bang. Let's see. Who is available? Should I start using the Fangraphs bullpen that you use?
I like it, man. But who the fuck am I, you know?
What is it? Is it the closer depth chart?
No, it's just the roster resource page.
Yep.
If you scroll down to the pitchers, it's got the bullpen budget down there.
The depth chart?
Yeah, in
the roster resource.
When you get to the bullpen section, it has all the way on the right their usage for the last like 6 days.
Oh, I think if you click in-season tools.
Did you call me?
But that's for like every team.
Tyone for six, is that the hope?
Yeah, yeah. Tyone's been good.
He's been good.
And the Royals, have they been hitting?
They're not great.
Tyone's last game, he went 6.1, two earned runs. Before that, 5.2. Before that, 7. Before that, 5.1. So it's not a guarantee he completes six, but I'd like him to complete six.
And either way, I mean, Johnny Laza, Chad, Britton, they're available. That's three. Clay Holmes is available. Joely's available. So you got your lefty-righty matchup there.
Well, if everyone's available, then who's it going to be?
Mm-hmm. Britton and Chad are more available than Johnny.
Britton needs to pitch. So Britton has to pitch.
So is he the closer today?
No, I think Johnny's the closer.
Okay.
You have. I think they keep Johnny available as the get out of jail option if Britton looks like he hasn't pitched in a few days because he hasn't pitched in a few days.
I like that. So Britton can be the closer, but Johnny's actually the closer. Sneaking it by Britt. You're not going to see ridings today. You know, if it's a bad game, Jake, who you're going to see? Holmes,
Nelson, Kerner.
Yeah, Kerner, Nelson, Holmes. That's who you're going to see if it's a bad game. Joely for like an inning, even. If it's a good game and Tyone goes six, then you're going to see Chad, Britton. You might see Holmes.
Clay Holmes could be the first out today.
Holmes might be the first out, and then
or Joely, depending if it's lefty righty, I think.
I think you go if Tyone goes six, you go Holmes, Chad, Britton, with Laza as break glass. You like that, or do you just give Laza the closer spot while he's gone?
I could see them using everyone. I think off day coming up Thursday.
Friday.
But they don't have a starter tomorrow.
Right. Well, isn't Nestor lined up for tomorrow and Wednesday would be the...
Yeah, there's a day they don't have a starter.
Wednesday. So, I don't know, man. I think you still got to get wins and then figure it out as you go. And they're feeling good about their previous bullpen day. So, I have the good guys available.
Okay. Good guys are available. If it's a loss, I think they're going to have Kerner just eat it.
Yeah, it could be a big punt day.
Could be a big Kerner day.
Brody. Nelly.
Nelson, what up? All right. Should we do the next thing that we do?
Yeah.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. It's brought to you by the Home Run Derby. Psych. It's brought to you by Hall of Fame Connections. Hall of Fame has a YouTube channel, and they have all of these things. I was just watching the video of Yogi Berra's catching glove, and they were handling it with all the gloves, and they were talking about it, and they connect it to other aspects of baseball and other players, and they talk about the history of baseball. And you guys should go check it out. Hall of Fame Connections. It's a YouTube series. There's a playlist with a lot of them. Support for the series was provided by a Market New York grant through I Love New York, New York State's Division of Tourism, as part of the Regional Economic Development Council initiative. Hall of Fame Connections provides an exciting opportunity to engage baseball fans on all generations and is directly linked to the Hall of Fame's mission of preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations. How would you rank those three? Preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations. How would you rank those three?
Oh, God. That's a brutal ask, dude.
I have it easy. It's easy for me.
What do you got?
One, connecting generations. I think that's important.
Yeah.
I do.
Honoring excellence.
That's my last. Don't care. And preserving history. So... connecting generations, one. Preserving history, two. Honoring excellence,
might
last.
Be reverse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta talk about good people all the time.
Remember, Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Look at him.
So?
He's in the Hall of Fame, and you should go check out Hall of Fame Connections.
And follow Baseball Hall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
It's a baseball video. That's what you guys watch all day. Watch more baseball. Right,
besides Melissa, who tunes into the pregame show every day but never watches the game.
It's because she likes the good content.
You get to go first, Jake. We tied last week in the Homer Draft.
Yay.
Rugi saved me. You went up early. And then the Rugster with the short... we both got the short Porchies, too.
Porchies.
So who are you going to choose first? Take Velasquez.
Monkey salad.
Take Velasquez, loser.
Jim, this is pretty obvious. With the first pick in the 2021 Homer Draft, I am taking Brett Gardner.
Do you know he's never hit a home run from the leadoff spot?
Ever.
Yep.
That doesn't sound true. You want me to check if that's true or you got that one?
Why would you check it?
I won't check it.
All right, I'll check it for you. He has 79 home runs from the leadoff spot.
So what was your first statement?
That he's never hit one. I was guessing.
Oh, it was a guess.
Yes.
You know what happens when you guess?
You make a...
Guys up, ear, susu.
Ooh, good question by Edward Santiago in the chat. It says, why is Jake acting all dainty today?
I don't feel good, Ed. Sorry.
No, I think it's a. I think he feels for you. Like he's like, oh my god, why is Jake acting so dainty?
Dainty Jake Day.
He's Brett Gardner's never hit a home run from the four hole.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Brett Gardner lifetime against the Kansas City Royals. 277 batting average, a 368 on base, and an 823 OPS. So.
That's cool, man. That's so cool. Has he ever faced this pitcher before?
I don't think anyone has. This dude's a rookie.
Carlos Hernandez. Brett Gardner hasn't faced him, but everyone else has. Clint has a double off of him and two RBIs. Okay. With my first pick in the August 9th, 2021 Homer Draft, I will be selecting. Fine, Giancarlo Stanton. Don't clap.
I didn't, dude.
Don't fucking clap. And with my second pick, I'm taking five-hole DJ LeMahieu. Dude. Stop it.
That time I clapped.
All right, Brett Gardner, lifetime.
I'm taking Joey Gallo with my final pick.
You are?
Yeah.
Brett Gardner, lifetime, when leading off in Kauffman Stadium.
A lot of triples, not a lot of homers.
Think so?
Yeah, I already looked it up.
When leading off. You already looked this up?
Yeah.
When leading off in Kauffman Stadium.
I looked at Kauffman Stadium and he used to lead off a lot. Corey Kluber will pitch with AA Somerset on Thursday.
You want to go?
Thursday? Probably not, right? No, we have plans.
Oh, yeah, we're going somewhere. Three singles. A lot of outs. That's what he's done.
Tough sport, man.
No, three singles, that's all. So, okay, what about on the first pitch of the game? So everyone can know. So this is my premonition. I'm just going on data. He's seen 13 first pitches of the game at Kauffman Stadium. He's led off 13 times in his career at Kauffman Stadium. The results of those pitches, okay, first pitch of the game, Brett Gardner, seven of them have been a ball. Seven of the 13, that's 53%. Four have been called strike. Okay, he swung twice. One time, fouled it back. Another time, put it in play for an out. He's never once in his career gotten a hit on the first pitch of the game at Kauffman Stadium. Premonition, Brett Gardner bucks that trend today. First pitch, jumps all over it. I fucking hope he doesn't do that. Imagine getting put in the leadoff spot and swinging at the first pitch. When he's the whole reason he's there is to grind out at bats.
That's your premonition?
No, I kind of instantly took it back.
Two-thirds innings. The lefty will deal with the lefty. And Gardner shows bunt, takes strike one.
That was a strike he took. What's your over-under?
I think it's 10.
You think it's 10?
They might have lowered it because of the injuries and stuff.
Can't hear you.
I think it's 10.
Okay.
They might have lowered it with the injuries and stuff.
To 3 or 5 or 7 or 9.5?
If they lowered it, it would be to 9.5. So I don't know when BBD got it.
When did you get it?
What is your guess?
Oh, fuck.
9.
Jake got it exactly right. It was 10 this morning. They lowered it to 9.5 when the Yankees decided to do the weirdest lineup ever, as well as lose the whole team.
Uh-huh.
So it is 9.5. The graphic says 10, but it is 9.5. I got it this morning at 11 a.m.
I'll tell you this.
Under.
Under. This feels like such an under. It feels like such an under.
I took it for the bet of the day. That's how I knew all that stuff.
What bet of the day?
What bet of the day? It's back when I was alive, man.
Did you make a video?
You should have seen me out there, man.
I was alive, man. I was buzzing.
We're going to take some questions from the chat.
Yeah.
What do you guys got?
Jake, you have to give your premonition as well.
Ooh. We're in Kansas City. David Cone, Ryan Rucco. So something weird's got to happen, dude. Rook's on the call.
Rucco only calls good games.
I think we get an ejection.
No.
I know, dude. I'm sorry.
Please?
I know. That puts you into a whole thing. You'll do one of your box things. You'll just do a box review of it. Oh, there's some shifts got tossed today.
A box review, what?
When you do the video, when you do the record screen, but you're just in the box.
Oh, just like a live reaction, like a PIP?
Lazy breakdown, yeah.
No, those are live reactions, not breakdowns.
Well, you're going to do one of those for the ejection, dude.
I hope not. I hope it's not close, because if it's close, I've been doing those videos where I record my live reaction. If it's not close, I'll probably like lay in bed and watch it from bed and try to fall asleep as soon as it's over. I texted Katie. I said, hopefully nothing crazy happens because I want to go sleep right away. So I'm hoping for a boring game, man.
They're going to be like, oh, you know, what service got tossed yesterday and now today. What's going on?
Yeah, what Jake just said. Service. And all that stuff. So Jake's premonition is that someone gets ejected. My premonition is that Jake doesn't see a lot of this game.
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. Bum, 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 bum. I'm excited.
For death?
The game.
You're not going to see any of it.
Not like this.
I have you taking Benadryl.
I want to eat. I don't think I have Benadryl.
Why? Just have it.
I'm a NyQuil guy.
Oh, that makes me so groggy the next day.
The most groggy.
Yeah. NyQuil knocks me out the next morning.
I turn into the groggy frog.
That's such a weird character. Have you ever seen Jake when he's the groggy frog?
I would love to.
There's a bar. I think it got shut down. What was the town across the mountains I used to like?
Breckenridge.
Grand Junction.
Yes.
It's a bar called the Groggy Frog. I think it's shut down. But I used to take a picture whenever I walked by it.
Why?
Good name.
What if I Google it and I Google news and it says shut down because someone burnt it to the ground?
Fucked.
It was in Southington, Connecticut, the Groggy Frog.
Bro, there was one in Grand Junction, too.
Nothing comes up.
Because it's shut down.
Nothing ever comes up. The Devil's Kitchen? You've been to Southington, Connecticut.
I've been to Southington, Connecticut.
You're getting your Groggy Frog locations mixed up.
There's two Groggy Frogs, bro.
I don't think there's a Groggy Frog in Grand Junction.
Like this look.
If you look still. BBD, I think we got to get out of here because Jake looks, he's like dying and like people are worried about him.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in.
Okay.
I want to thank Edward Santiago, Morgan Faust, Steven Antspatch, Normal Dog, Jose Lopez, Lukash, Llewellyn, Jack Zander, Kisher Bromblatt, Jack Cousby, Alec LaRoque, Desmond Fleetwood, Jaduck Gaming, Tom Ace, Senor Nerd, Wolf Fergo. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.